I'm NASCAR Steven. It's time for the Fast Lane. Just one post-race penalty from Kansas last weekend. The number 31 of Justin Haley lost a wheel during the race, and his crew chief, tire changer, and carrier were all suspended for four races. Denny Hamlin's appeal of the same penalty from Dover was upheld this week by the appellate board. The crew chief and crew members will be allowed to stay until after the All-Star race. And finally, some cool pit crew news. Kyle Busch's number 18 team broke the 9-second mark in a four-tire stop, lap 125 of the Kansas race. They did it in 8.96 seconds. That's the fastest stop in NASCAR. They're heading to Texas Motor Speedway this weekend. This 1.5-mile track has hosted NASCAR since 1995. It got a complete makeover that included changes to the banking in turns 3 and 4 and improvements to pit row and the drainage system. The Camper World Trucks fire up the racing tonight underneath the lights. Prior winners include Todd Bodine with 6 wins. Matt Crafton has 2, and John Hunter Nemechek is the defending champ of the race. Ross Chastain and Ryan Preece will be guest drivers in this one. Catch the SpeedyCash.com 200 tonight at 7:30 on FS1. The Xfinity teams run on Saturday. John Hunter Nemechek is also the defending champ of this one. He had a good year last year. Maybe he can repeat. And Tyler Reddick and William Byron will join the Xfinity regulars in the SRS Distributing 250. Catch full coverage 1 p.m. Saturday on FS1. The Cup teams don't have to worry about points this weekend. They're racing Sunday for money and glory in the 38th annual All-Star Race. To be eligible, drivers had to be winners in 21 or 22, a past All-Star champ, or a past Cup Series champion still running full-time. For all the drivers that don't fit into those categories, there's the All-Star Open. 3 segments, each winner will transfer to the race along with a fan vote winner, and that'll bring the field to 24. The All-Star is a little complicated, just like usual, I guess. For qualifying, each car will get a single car run. The top 8 will go into head-to-head competition. 2 cars will take 4 tire stops with no speed limit on pit road. The first one back to the finish line moves on until the final 2 get the pole and the outside pole for the race. The All-Star will be broken up into 4 segments. The first 3 will be 25 laps. Each segment winner will get an upfront starting spot in the final, and each team will have a 4 tire stop between the second and third segment. The fastest crew will also earn a top 4 spot in the final. The last segment will be 50 laps. If no natural caution happens, NASCAR will selectively throw a competition caution before the end, and a cool million goes to the race winner. As for the records defending champ of the All-Star race, Kyle Larson has 2 All-Star wins. Kevin Harvick has 2 wins, as well as 4 runner-up finishes, and he also has the most top 10s in the All-Star, with 13 to his credit. Denny Hamlin, Joey Logano, the Busch brothers, and Chase Elliott are also prior winners of the event. The All-Star Open coverage begins at 5:30, and the All-Star race coverage begins at 7:30, both on FS1 this Sunday. I'm NASCAR Steve. That's the Fast Lane for Friday, May 20th, brought to you by Meekoff Tire, with 12 locations, including Gaylord. They're family-owned and go-to guys for everything automotive, plus they have the best prices on Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal tires. And by J-Lube Services, 4 locations to serve you better in Traverse City. Keep your ride in the race with J-Lube Services.